When the people of Jannah entered paradise, they are welcomed by the angels. And the angels tell them, Salamun alaykum, peace be on you. Why? Because you prayed a lot of salat on the earth? No. Because you gave a lot of wealth and charity? No. Because you went for a lot of hajj and ziyarah? No. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be on you because of the sabr you had when you were in the world. Now, how do we build these traits? We build these traits in ourselves through one thing, and that one thing is suffering. So every incident that we experience in life, good or bad, is an opportunity for us to build certain traits in our souls that will help the soul to mature to a point where it willingly surrenders itself and experiences consciousness of God. Traits such as patience, courage, humility, selflessness. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help with patience and prayer. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ. But this is very difficult to do except on those who are humble. Because those who are humble are less egoic. It is they who will want patience. Suffering happens in two ways. One way that suffering happens is through Sharia. For example, Sharia tells us to wake up at dawn and pray Salatul Fajr. Fasting, parting with your wealth, going for jihad. These are all different forms of Sharia that give you some form of suffering but help nurturing the soul. The other way in which we encounter suffering is when we have to deal with other souls that are less mature than we are. As we encounter and deal with them, opportunities arise for us to build these qualities in our souls. We can choose to be patient or impatient. We can choose to be selfless or selfish. We can choose to be arrogant and angry or be humble. Islam wants you to live in society because that is where the soul is forged. In the fire of suffering and tribulation, where it attains this quality. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows, you don't know. Meaning Allah's eyes is on your soul, on your journey to Him. He wants your soul to mature and come to a fruition and bloom and blossom so that you know Him. And the way to that is through suffering. In which Allah says, no affliction befalls you in this world, on this earth, or in yourself, but it is in a book recorded before we send it down to you. That means any suffering that befalls you is not out of our control. We regulate and we control it and we know what befalls you. Why does He let you suffer? We want to regulate and mature your soul so that you are not constantly swinging like a pendulum from one side to the other of overjoy and despair. And that is why we constantly send you suffering. We must change our perspective. Light enters you through the very wounds from which you bleed. We look at things as black and white, isn't it? But for a moment, supposing that loss of health or wealth or loved one was a means through which it accelerated the maturity of our soul and brought us to greater consciousness of God and thereby helped us fulfill the purpose of life, is it still bad?